Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance are copyright 2020, Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at @uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Oh, thank God. Someone is here. Look, there's been a really bad mistake. I don't understand what's going on. Huh? No, but my daddy shouldn't even have been arrested. He didn't do anything wrong. No! What? No, I don't want to sit down. I want to go home. I don't want a drink of water. I'm fine. Oh, shoot. I've got a stain on my dress. Daddy's not going to like that. Are you going to cover my dry cleaning bill? I'm sure I only got it because this place is so filthy. What? It's a serious question. I can't go around with a stain like this on my dress. Huh? Who are you, anyway? A psychologist? I don't understand. Okay, I'll sit down and talk to you, okay? But Daddy hasn't done anything wrong. I don't understand why you arrested him. From the beginning? What beginning? Okay, well, my mom adopted me when I was 14. Before that, I was in and out of foster homes for a while, but, I mean, who cares? I don't know my real parents. I've spent a lot of time trying to forget all that, okay? I don't want to talk about it. What about my mom? She was great. I loved her. She got together with Daddy when I was 16. Why? They got married pretty quick, yeah. It was a love for the ages, you know? What? Ew, no. No, he didn't. Why are you trying to put words into my mouth? Daddy never did anything like that. He was a great dad. He was kind of strict, but I needed that, and he loved my mom, you know? No, he never touched me. I mean, that didn't happen until after. After I turned 18. Gosh, this is really personal. Why are you asking me these questions? Fine, it was after my mom died, okay? About a year ago? Her death hit us both really hard. She had a car accident. It was awful. Do we really have to talk about this? Yeah, well, we were both really upset. I couldn't even concentrate on my classes, so I dropped out of high school. I don't know. I think I had a month until graduation. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Daddy said it was okay. He even said he wanted me to drop out, you know? He said I was just wasting my time there anyway. No, he was right. It wasn't like I was a model student or anything, and Daddy didn't think I was cut out for getting a job anyway. Just what I said. Daddy didn't want me to work. What? Okay, that's a really personal question. Who do you think you are? Daddy doesn't want me to talk about that stuff. He says it's unseemly for a proper lady to... Wait. What are you charging him with? Rape? Of who? Me? But that's ridiculous. No! I can't believe this is happening. Okay, fine. You want details? You win, okay? Are you some kind of perv or something? Okay, fine. Well, Daddy was really sad after Mom died. And so was I, you know? And I could tell he was kind of lonely. And one day, after I tried to make him dinner, it didn't go very well. I was still learning to cook back then. Anyway, after he finished, he was just like looking at me with those sad blue eyes. And I just felt so bad for him. I apologized for the dinner and I was like, Dad, is there anything I can do? And he looked at me and, well, you know, he looked at me. And then he asked me, he was like, why don't you give your daddy a blowjob, princess? And at first I was like, wow, that's weird. But then I thought about it for a second and I was like, yeah, that could be just the thing. And I realized, like, I wanted to, you know? So I got to my knees on the kitchen floor in front of his chair. And I unzipped his pants. And I gave my daddy a blowjob. And it really cheered him up, you know? I guess guys really do like that. It's kind of embarrassing. What? No, it felt natural. Why are you trying to make me feel bad about it? Yes, you are. You're trying to tell me that he made me do it. He didn't, okay? He finished in my mouth and I swallowed it. And then I just got up and did the dishes. Daddy went and watched TV. Why? No, I didn't mind. That's a woman's place, okay? In the kitchen, doing the dishes, while Daddy watches TV or reads the paper. Huh? Oh, no. Daddy never officially adopted me. My mom did. He just married her. Why do you ask? Look, he is my daddy, okay? Maybe not, like, legally, but he is. Why do you care? Anyway, yeah, I started giving him blowjobs at least once a day after that. And because I wasn't going to school and he had to work, it was my job to take care of the house, you know? I learned how to clean and dust and vacuum and mop. And Daddy taught me how to do the windows and scrub all the toilets. And I tried all kinds of new recipes in the kitchen. I even learned how to bake. Isn't that cool? I make the best chocolate chip cookies. You would die if you tried them. Yeah. This really great recipe I got from an old book Daddy got me. Oh, Daddy doesn't allow me to get on the internet. He says it's too dangerous. No, really. I don't have a smartphone. Why? Why are you looking at me like that? You look like your dog just died or something. Are you seriously asking me that question? What about privacy? No, no. I'll tell you, okay? Jeez. Okay. I think it was a few weeks after the first blowjob. He was in his depressed mode, you know. Sometimes he gets that way. He was missing Mom and he was so sad. And then he asked me if I wouldn't mind sleeping in his bed that night. Just so he could feel somebody warm next to him again. You know? And at first I was like, well, that's a little weird. But then I thought about it and I realized I was lonely too. And I thought, yeah, that would be just the thing, you know? So I went into Daddy's room and I took off my clothes and I got into bed with him. And, well, you know, we had sex. What? Don't look at me like that. Why are you trying to ruin something so perfect? It wasn't perverted. It was beautiful. A man and a woman sharing something special together. I mean, yeah, he was kind of rough, but that's just Daddy. He's passionate, okay? I don't know why you're so bothered by it. We both wanted it. Change the subject? Oh, thank God. Okay. What now? My dress? Oh, thank you. Isn't it elegant? Yeah, dresses like these are all I wear now. Daddy buys them for me. Well, he wants me to look pretty. He has a strict rule, though. Nothing above the knee. Yeah, most of them are really fancy and pretty like this. I know I'm only 19, but what does that have to do with anything? What do you mean? Who is June Cleaver? Whatever. Daddy says this is how good little wives dress, okay? Yeah, a good little wife. He doesn't believe in all that poisonous feminism stuff you see on TV. Well, I'm not really allowed to watch TV, but Daddy shows me these old movies sometimes. Look, I don't expect you to understand. What do you mean? Of course I do the housework dressed like this. Yeah, my heels too. Why? Daddy says I have to look pretty all the time, even when I'm on my knees scrubbing the kitchen floor. What's the problem? In fact, did you know Daddy pays for me to get mani-pedis every week? It's at this cute little strip mall place where they don't speak English. Daddy says I shouldn't be talking to those girls anyway. It's best if they just concentrate on their work. He says girls shouldn't neglect their nails. And he likes the color pink on me, so... See? Aren't they cute? Yeah, I get my toenails done for him too, but Daddy says I'm not supposed to show my toes off in public, so my heels cover them up. They're just for him. What? Don't you ever do things just because the person you love wants you to? Of course. Daddy does stuff for me all the time. Well, like, he takes me shopping for dresses and lingerie. He takes me to get my hair done. He told me to grow my hair out so I looked prettier for him, you know? And then he took me to this old woman, and I learned how to style it, so I was homemaker perfect, he called it. Do you like it? I can do all kinds of styles now. Let's see, what else? Oh, he took me to the salon, where this girl taught me how to do my makeup properly. It turns out I never learned how to do it right when I was in high school. Daddy said a good little wife shouldn't look like a whore, so. He also bought me this necklace. Isn't it pretty? And these earrings? No, but what is wrong with that? You know what I think? I think you're jealous of me and Daddy. Did you ever stop to think that maybe you're not happy because you're living some insane modern lifestyle? I just know my place, okay? And I'm not telling you what to do or anything, but maybe you'd be a lot happier if you figured out your place too. I bet you haven't had sex in a while, huh? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Daddy would be mad if he heard I'd said that. I'm really sorry. That was disrespectful and uncalled for. Don't tell Daddy, okay? Okay. Thank you. Does he punish me? Of course he does. When I'm a bad wife. I know I'm not his wife yet, but you know what I mean. Yeah, when I do bad, Daddy uses a belt on me. Why? But I deserve it. Okay, like this one time, I tried to cook Daddy a steak on the fancy gas grill in the backyard, okay? I was being really stupid. I didn't realize that girls aren't allowed to do that, so I tried it, and I ended up burning it. Daddy likes his steak pretty rare. So anyway, when Daddy got home from work, I had his steak and potatoes all ready for him at 6 o'clock sharp. That's when Daddy likes his dinner. And I just had a salad, of course. Daddy makes me eat salads mostly because he says a good wife has to have a good figure. So I'm not allowed to eat fattening foods, you know? But when Daddy realized what I did and that I touched his grill, even though I'm just a dumb wife, he got pretty mad. So he bent me over the table so that my face was just above his burned steak. He pulled up my dress and pulled down my panties and took his belt off. And he belted me. Yeah, he hit me really hard. He was really mad. Yeah, I guess I screamed a little, but I'm sure it sounded a lot worse than it was. Wait, how do you know that? Did you talk to our busybody neighbors or something? Of course I cried. It hurt. I had welts in my bottom for like a couple of weeks after that. Is that what this is about? Because Daddy used a belt on me? Well, they need to mind their own business, okay? Of course he had to punish me. I deserved it. A good little wife doesn't try to use the complicated gas grill. I could have hurt myself. That's a man's work. And a good wife definitely doesn't burn Daddy's dinner. Would you stop saying that? One day, Daddy is gonna marry me and make it official, no matter what you say. Yeah, I get punished all the time. Well, I'm still learning, okay? I screw up a lot. Like when I put that red shirt in with Daddy's whites in the laundry. I had welts for a couple of weeks after that, too. And that time when I got lazy and stopped scrubbing the back of the toilets, Daddy was hopping mad about that. So what else was he supposed to do? He bent me over the toilet and he gave me the belt. Abuse? No, it's just discipline, okay? Daddy says I need it. Wait, what is this? Read it? Well, okay, but sometimes I have trouble understanding. Usually Daddy helps me with stuff like this. No, I can read. Just give me a second, okay? No. No. I'm not signing this. I don't need to read the rest. It says right in the first couple of sentences that my daddy raped and abused me. That's insane. If that's why I'm here, if this is what you want, it's not happening, okay? I'm a good wife. I'm a good little wife for my daddy, and he's gonna marry me. You'll see. No, I'm not gonna let you brainwash me against him. Daddy warned me about people like you. Career? Why would I want a career? Daddy says girls can't handle jobs like that. He says I can barely manage being a halfway decent homemaker, so I should just concentrate on being better at that. No, but Daddy's gonna marry me, so why would I want to go back to school? Why are you shaking your head? I don't get what's so hard to understand about that. Just clearing the air? It sounds like you're trying to trick me. Well, okay, but... Well, what else do you want to know? What? Oh my God! That's private medical information! It's none of your business! How do you even know that? Yes, I have an IUD, okay? I don't know what it stands for. What does it matter? Well, of course I know what it is. It's a birth control device. Wow, this is like super invasive. Daddy would definitely not want me talking about this. No, it's that special kind. It releases hormones or something. So I pretty much don't get periods anymore. I don't remember when I got it. 8 or 9 months ago, I guess? You tell me. You're the one who seems to know everything about my medical history. Yeah, Daddy wanted me to get it. Why? What? He did not coerce me. I told the doctor I wanted it. I signed the piece of paper, and that was it. Of course Daddy was there. He helped me understand the forms. He wanted me to get it so he didn't have to worry about me being stupid about birth control, okay? So he wouldn't get me pregnant. He doesn't want any more children. I mean, except me. And besides, he didn't like it when I got my period, so now he can just have sex with me anytime he wants, you know? Daddy says a good wife should always be available for her husband, whenever he wants her. Like this one time, I was in the laundry room folding laundry, and Daddy came up behind me, and he pushed me against the machine, and, you know, he pulled my dress up, and he just started having sex with me. Yeah, he just stuck it in me. Of course I didn't say no. You don't say no to your husband. You just have to stop what you're doing and let him finish. Everybody knows that's what a good wife is supposed to do. So wait, you want to know what else Daddy has me do? Well, he makes me shave my legs and pussy every morning. Because he likes it when I'm really smooth, you know? And he likes it when I wear thigh highs and this really skimpy lingerie under my dresses. I mean, only he gets to see it, but it makes him happy that I always have it on. It's really racy, actually. he also makes me put lube in my, you know, my back door. Daddy calls it my back door. Anyway, I'm supposed to put lube in it at least once a day so I can be ready for him if he wants to use me there. And come to think of it, that's what happened that day, you know, in the laundry room. I mean, he was just using my pussy, and he really likes that because he says my pussy is really tight. But sometimes that's not enough for him, and he kind of likes making me take him in my back door, even though it kind of hurts. I mean, it feels good too, sometimes. But anyway, he put it in my back door, and it was really painful at first, and I screamed, and I begged Daddy to slow down, but I was so glad I had lubed it up, because even though he was kind of rough, it eventually started to feel okay, you know? I mean, it's not my favorite, but Daddy really likes it, and Daddy says a good little wife needs to get her back door used every now and then, even if it hurts, so that she understands that her husband is free to use her however he wants, you know, so that she understands her place. And he's right, you know, getting used in your back door really does help put things in perspective. And of course, Daddy was spanking me and choking me, and I think that time he even ripped my dress. He's ripped a lot of my dresses, but that's okay because Mom taught me how to sew when I was younger, and Daddy buys me new dresses all the time anyway. I mean, he was just so excited. And he's so strong, too. He just yanked on it so all the buttons popped off and he could get at my breasts. Daddy really likes groping my breasts while he uses my back door. And he likes to choke me, too, because I guess he likes the sounds I make when he does that. No, but this is what you wanted to hear, right? Right. Do you want to know what he did after he gave me a bunch of bruises on my breasts and finished using my back door? Well, he grabbed me by the hair, and he messed it up. And then he used his hand to jerk himself all over my face. And you know what? That was the day he finally told me I was a good little wife. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't really see very well because my face was a mess. I was really sore in my back door, and my breasts were pretty tender. And my throat kind of hurt, but it was really cool. And that's when he told me to finish the laundry and make him some dinner. And after that, he pulled his pants up and went and watched some TV. And that was it. Anyway, that was probably one of those times when the neighbors heard us and complained, and maybe that's what's in your little file there. But all I can tell you is that it was a beautiful moment of intimacy between two totally consenting adults. And I don't appreciate you or anyone else, including our stupid nosy neighbors, poking their heads into our business, trying to villainize my daddy and cast me as the victim, okay? It's just not true. Daddy warned me this might happen, and I didn't believe him, but I guess he was right. No, you know what? I've answered your questions. And, I mean, Daddy doesn't like me to swear because he says properly behaved little wives don't use that kind of language. But you guys have been really terrible to me. And even if Daddy belts me for it, then he probably will. I'm still going to tell you what I really think. Go fuck yourselves. Got it? I can't help it if you're jealous. Go get your own daddy. Anyway, I'm not signing that piece of paper. So, can Daddy and I go home now, please? Yeah, well, you talk to whoever you need to talk to, okay? Do you guys at least have a ladies' room around here? I really need to, you know, powder my nose. Thank you. Where is it? Down the hall? Okay, thanks. With me. I want to marry my daddy. I'm a good little wife, Daddy. I'm sorry I had to say all those things. I was just trying to help you, Daddy. I'm not saying anything bad about you. I'm going to be the best little wife for you, Daddy. Oh, I'm gonna be a good little maid. A good little slut. Oh, I need you to use me, Daddy. I can't wait until we're married. You can belt me whenever I'm bad, Daddy. I want you to. I'll be a good little wife. Just... right now, I need to come. I'm sorry, Daddy. Your bad little wife is gonna come on the toilet. Ah. Okay. I guess I better flush. Okay. My dress is still clean, except for that stupid stain. Oh no. It's a little wrinkled though. Shoot. Oops, Daddy would want me to wash my hands. Okay. To it, I guess. Oh. Hi. Look, do you still want to talk to me? Because I don't think you can just keep me here like this. What? Oh, really? So I can go home? Okay. What about Daddy? Oh, good. Okay. I'll just wait for him in the lobby then. What? Be careful of what? Look, I know you think Daddy is some kind of monster or something, and I know you think you're doing the right thing by trying to warn me or whatever, but... No. I've been really cooperative, and... I'm actually pretty sure I shouldn't have talked about all that private stuff in the first place. I'm not sure what a good wife would do, but my daddy loves me. He's gonna marry me someday, you know? I just don't understand why you hate him so much. No, I'm done listening to you. Just, Daddy says it's not polite to talk back to your superiors, I guess. And I'm really sorry about what I said before, but I guess I just don't have anything polite to say to you anymore. No, I don't want your card. I'm not going to call you. I'm just going to go wait for my daddy. Can I go now? Okay. Thank you. Bye.